to understand the message of closely at the attitude of the two characters in the gospel. First is the young man who asked Jesus to tell his brother to share the inheritance with him. And second is the man in the parable referred to as the rich fool. Let's begin with the first character. If you examine his request, you will notice that his greatest problem in life is how to get part of his family inheritance. You see, before this episode, Jesus was teaching about the kingdom and how people would reject him, and he was teaching. And this guy was busy thinking about inheritance. And that made Jesus Christ to give the parable of the rich fool. So for him, his greatest problem in life is how to get part of his family inheritance. And the tone of his request clearly suggests serious animosity. If he has the opportunity, he's definitely going to harm his brother. Look at what is happening here. He has lost every sense of the great and irreplaceable value of family. We say family is everything, but for this guy, family is nothing. Jesus, tell my brother to give me part of my inheritance. So he was not concerned about family bond, family ties, and the beauty of family. And that troubled Jesus a lot. One of the things that break my heart in the course of my ministry here at Our Lady of Joy, and while I was in Flagstaff, is the sad story of how some family members in this day and age still fight about inheritance. Is a shock to me. A brother sues his sister to court and threatens to do mean things to her. Siblings not talking to each other because of money. It is sad. There is a strong message from the Lord for every one of us today. If you are here and money or fighting with any of your siblings for God knows how long, then you need to rethink that decision. It hurts God so much to see siblings destroy the family bond he cherishes so much because of money. If you look at the economy of creation and salvation, it's about family. And anything we do to bring division or disintegration in our family breaks the heart of God, because family is the closest example of what we have of the Trinity. And today Jesus said, you cannot sacrifice family for money or for inheritance. Let's move on to the second character, the man in the parable that Jesus called fool. On the wall of the dining room of our Via Christi House of Formation in Makurdi, Nigeria, where I was a rector or director of formation, my founder, Angus Fraser, he has this collection of African paintings that depicts some very important gospel stories. One of the paintings that is very fascinating to me is the one from our parable today, The Rich Fool. In that well-demonstrated painting, you could see the arrogance of the rich man. He wore dress like this. Because it's an African painting, there is a dress we call agbada. And so the man wore the dress. And this dress is actually for only the super rich African kings. And they use it only for very important occasions. The man used this agbada, this very important dress, to supervise his workers in that painting. He is at the center of everything happening around him. He spreads his hands so wide in such a way that suggests he is dishing out orders to his slaves. He wore this wide, cheeky smile that tells you he is praising himself for this great achievement. Yes, I did it. I am the smartest guy in the whole world. Can't you see? I don't need anyone in my life. In this painting, there are some poor women who obviously are his employees. These women are there with their kids, and those kids look very malnourished. It is very clear that this rich man didn't even are well-fed or not. I could go on and on to describe this painting. Looking at that painting alone, even without reading the story from the Bible, you cannot but help call this man a rich fool. How could he possibly not notice those hungry-looking kids? Dear brothers and sisters, is it possible that any one of us here is like this rich fool? We may not be as mean or heartless as he is, but if we are the type that like to get our own stuff all perfectly fixed before we consider helping others, then we are not very different. The simple truth is, even if we have all the time in the world, we cannot fix all our problems. So, don't wait until you fix all your problems before you can help others. Help people now while you can. Tomorrow may be too late. You may not be around tomorrow to help that person that you really wanted to help but kept postponing. The invitation, dear brothers and sisters, is for us to pray that God would deliver us from every trace of worldly attachment, worldly passion, every trace of the fear of serving others. And I want to invite Gabriel to help us as we pray this prayer in this beautiful song that help us to speak in our hearts to God that, Lord, deliver me. Deliver me from the fear of serving others. Deliver me from the fear of humility. Deliver me from worldly possession. From the love of my own comfort, from the fear of having nothing, from the love of worldly passions, deliver me from the need to be understood, from the need to be accepted, from the fear. Deliver me, O God. Deliver me, O God. And I shall not want, for I shall when I taste your goodness, I shall not want. When I taste your goodness, I shall not want. From the fear of serving others, from the death of heart held trial, from the fear of humility, deliver me, O God. Deliver me, O God. And I shall not want when I taste your goodness. I shall not want. Oh, I shall not want. No, I shall not want. When I taste your goodness, I shall not want. When I taste your goodness, I shall.